Our guest today is Kathleen Barlow. She is with the Park City Women's Network, which is an organization that helps women connect and support women here of all backgrounds and professions here in Park City. And they are sponsoring an 8-week education course that's called She Means Business. Kathleen, welcome back to Mountain Money.
Thanks. Thanks, Doug. It's good to be here.
And as the husband of a wife that is a professional herself, I know that many women mean business a lot and are very good at business.
Yes.
What is the She Means Business program?
So I'm just going to back up a little and correct you. The She Means Business Women's Empowerment class is sponsored by Habitat for Humanity. Women's Business Network is not involved with this. And so Habitat for Humanity about 3 years ago came to me and asked if I would help them create this course for women in the community as a financial advisor. So what does it mean and what do we do? So it's really money basics. We cover things from budgeting, savings and financial goals, investing. We talk about affordable housing options. We talk about understanding credit, and we talk about mortgage process. And we also talk about how do they feel about money and what's their relationship with money.
When did this start?
2016.
So this will be the second year, third year.
Yeah, we're going into our third year.
Going into the third year.
Yeah.
And who is the course designed for? What is the demographic? Obviously female.
Yes. In the community, that's really who it's designed for. So I don't want to narrow that.
Narrow it down.
No, because it's for women who want to learn more and take control over their money.
How do you, the very first class, March 21st, intro to the course and identifying your money story. Your money story.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So it is, how do you feel about money? And what is the story within you with money?
Okay, that sounds pretty deep.
It is deep.
You're going Brené Brown on us here. So
a little bit.
Yeah. So do people have, deeply seated, I guess they do, emotional attachments to money, but to the point where subconsciously it affects how they're handling their money?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Most people have a money story that they inherited from the people who they grew up with. Whether it be their parents, their grandparents, or people around them.
So do you identify that as this is perhaps a dysfunction in how you manage your money? And let's get to the root of it. And can you give us an example of a story that you've dealt with?
Sure. So there's a process that we do. And the process is think about your relationship and draw it. And then from that drawing, we walk through what does it look like, right? So I'll give you one example. So I had a workshop where we did this, and a woman was self-employed, and her picture was her with no arms standing in front of a bunch of balls that were bouncing all over the place, and she had no control. So her story is she has no control over her money because it comes in at different times. Now, her parents were also self-employed, and there was that bit of non-control, so she inherited that same thing. Just because she's self-employed, she has no control.
Yeah, it's kind of the foundation. You and I are both in the financial advising business, and knowing where your client is, what their relationship with money, Kathleen, you used a phrase earlier, and I use something very common to it. How do you feel about money and what is your relationship with it?
Mm-hmm.
And knowledge is only a piece of it, and you're going to do a lot of knowledge work with people. But helping people set themselves up where they're driving towards success as opposed to maybe inadvertently driving to sabotage themselves. Mm-hmm. They know they have bad habits and they're supporting those bad habits unconsciously or consciously.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really important first step. So you said you don't want to limit kind of who the audience is. Other than gender, which is absolutely fair. I do want to encourage people, often people think, well, once I get out of college, I'll be doing it. Once I start making six figures, then I'll worry about it because I'm not making enough money to save maybe now. My sense is the earlier the better, and I want you to talk about that. Is there an age at which people should be thinking about this, or is it really something we should learn at all stages in our life?
So both, but ideally as soon as possible. So in your late teens, early 20s, if you can learn basics about money and how to budget and how to save, so much more success. But one thing I do want to emphasize, it's never too late.
Well, I'm again looking at the course topics, starting with the basics, budgeting and savings, ins and outs of your credit score. And I thought, well, this seems to be geared towards a younger demographic.
Yeah, you would think so. Yeah. But we have, over the last four courses that we've taught, we have a range from 18 to 60 years old.
I'm a 60-year-old woman, and I'm coming to you and learning basics of financial management.
Yes.
And it's not too late for the 60-year-old?
No, because that person has been winging it, or that person has had changes in her life that perhaps somebody else was doing it, and now she's doing it, whether it's a widow or divorcee.
Yeah, it's really important. Even if you have a teenager that's, you know, a junior or senior in high school, they can be thinking about maybe they're going to pay for some of their college, maybe they're going to pay for all of their college. How do you save money?
Yes.
And boy, if you can get somebody to, maybe they're working at a restaurant. We just had the Park City Restaurant Association in here. If they can start putting money in a Roth IRA or a regular IRA when they're 17 or 18 with their earned income, that just sets up the foundation for great habits. And Kathleen, as you said, somebody that's 60, you know, they've spent their life building a nest egg, and now a 10% mistake is really, really costly. So education is really important at both ends of the spectrum.
Exactly, exactly.
And one of the classes is the mortgage process and local affordable housing options. So are you advocating home ownership in this class then?
Sure, yeah. It is, we want to teach them the process. So we also bring in other experts in the community. So we have somebody from a bank come. We have somebody that's a mortgage person that comes to teach here's what you have to get together before you apply for the mortgage. And here's how the mortgage process is. And then the affordable option piece is, you know, kind of what Habitat for Humanity is all about. And so they do their education process and what's out there in the community for people.
So, Kathleen, we only have a few more minutes.
Yeah.
I want people to know how to find out more and maybe sign up. And then I also want people that maybe can't do an in-person seminar, if you have some online resources that would be helpful to people.
So we have a class that is beginning October 3rd, and which is this Wednesday. And it goes for 6 Wednesday evenings, and it's from 6 to 8. It's at the Christian Center. They're letting us use their new conference room. We provide dinner, so people who come don't have to worry about getting something after they're coming after work. It is free. To register, and there's still a couple of spaces left, email is finance@habitat-utah.org. And then online resources, that's a good question, Doug.
Can I toss out one if you don't have one?
Yes.
I think Dave Ramsey does a really nice job and very affordable. He has some online courses, and it's a great tool. First, if you're a woman and you're here in Park City, She Means Business would be great.
Yeah.
Particularly, it's free, and you get dinner, which is awesome. But if, unfortunately, the timing doesn't work out for you, then I have no relationship with Dave Ramsey other than I've seen people use his stuff and get some good insights from it.
There is also another one that I just thought of, Doug. Thanks. There is an investment platform online called Elvest, and they have a lot of really good learning resources.
ELLE, right?
Yeah, ELLEVEST.com. It is specifically for women investors. Do I have time for two testimonials from our previous?
Quickly, but yes.
Okay, so one, she said, I thought the class was amazing and so helpful on buying a house in a month, and it really helped me prepare for it and actually opened my eyes to see that it was even possible. That is one of our past classes.
Okay, well, that's exciting. It starts this Wednesday. Our guest has been Kathleen Barlow, and the She Means Business program starts Wednesday. It's free, and it's being held at the Christian Center. Kathleen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.